Track 13. And now we come to our sports coverage. And again, there is quite a lot of it. And we start with golf. Dartmoor League home clean sweep. Denton Park's team played their second home Dartmoor League match of the season versus Thurlestone on Sunday. After a sunny start to the day, the clouds gathered and the players got a good soaking as the heavens opened. Great news for the course, but challenging playing conditions. The teams weren't fazed by the conditions, though, and got off to a strong start in all their games. First out were Graham L and James Nichols, who took an early lead and held on with a 5 under 4. Dad and son pair, Phil and Matt Taylor, won comfortably 6 and 5. And in the third game, Ian Osborne and Kev Down cruised to another 5 and 4. Special thanks go to Paul Tucker and Dexter, who turned out on the course to support the team and offer encouragement, which was much appreciated. And staying with golf for the moment, Stover Golf Course were in parlay red action once again recently on a beautifully maintained East Devon golf course. Having romped past Teen Valley 5-0 in the last round, they triumphed over last year's parlay winners Tiverton this time round with a score of 4-5-0-5, securing a spot in the quarterfinals. And now we're going to have a look at cricket. Schemer sinks bovey. Matt Schemer could not put a foot wrong for Cornwood in their 3-wicket win over relegation candidates Bobby Tracy. Schemer's first act was taking 5 bovey wickets for 39 runs as the Premier Division Struddlers were held to 184 for 9. Schemer then opened the batting as Cornwood set up in pursuit and he lashed 71 off 50 balls, 8 fours, 2 sixes to take the chase to 116 for 3. Defeat leaves Bobby 32 points adrift of the safety line with 8 games to go. Peter Bradley, the Bobby skipper, said the team played some good cricket despite the results. A third consecutive 3-figure thumping. Ipplepen's second 11 won by a 3-figure margin for the third game in a row when they smashed Lowley Barton by 101 runs. Pens went into the game on the back of big wins over Abbots Kerswell, 199 runs, and Dartington and Totnes, 161. Their run of wins has taken Pens to joint third in the logjam at the top of the D West table, where just 4 points separate Plimstock, Plymouth Civil Service and Roeborough, and Babbicombe and Ipplepen. Chris Needham, Mr. Runs as far as Pans are concerned this season, top scored with 72 against his former club in his current side's total of 279 for 6. Next up is a trip to the aforementioned PCSR, who are just 2 points behind Ipplepen in second place. After that, Pens will clash with an Ivybridge side that just overcame a struggling Abbots Kerswell as they were skittled out for 118 and crashed to an 8-wicket defeat. Ivybridge's next meeting with Hatherley, who are 1 place below them but a whopping 30 points behind them at the same time. For Abbots, a trip to mid-table Ken, who have still an outside chance of throwing their hat into the promotion ring. South Devon and Sandford shifting. South Devon's losing streak in the C Division West continued with a 7-wicket defeat at the hands of table-topping Paignton. That's 3 successive defeats for the Newton Abbots side, who have dropped to the bottom 2 along with Plymouth second 11. They still boast an 11-point advantage over Plymouth, though they're on the same points as 8th place Sandford, showing just how quickly all this can shift. South Devon were skittled out for 123 with more than 8 overs unused. Andy Singh, 424, and Lewis Saar, 219, were the bowlers who did the damage. Stokes showdown. Stoke and Teenhead make it 6 wins on the trot in the F Division West when they trounced Stoke Gabriel by 7 wickets. Off-spinner Joe Lyo, a recent arrival at Netherton, was the man of the moment for the Villagers with a 7-wicket haul that helped skittle Stoke Gabriel for 151. Stoke-Steinhead skipper Tony Hawkins is a realist. He sees it as a contest between Stoke-Steinhead and Bobby Tracy for the runners-up spot behind Cornwall. No big surprises in B Division. Windlass Chudleigh dipped to a 7-wicket defeat against Cullumpton that left them 54 points adrift at the bottom of the B Division. Manraz Buller top scored for Chudleigh with 70 of the first 100 runs on the board towards an eventual total of 190 for 7. Ben Cowling, 29, and Tim Sandercum, 35, contributed 59 for the 4th wicket after a mini slump from 100 for 1 to 100 for 3. I'm going to have a little quick look at rugby. 2 wins from 2. After impressing off the bench in the World Rugby U20 Championship opener for England, Tynmouth's Ben Cohen was named as the starting 15 for the second game. England beat Argentina by 19 points in that first outing in South Africa, and they are top of the group after 2 games, thanks to a one-sided affair against Fiji. 48-11 was the final score, and England's final group game will see them go toe-to-toe with hosts South Africa. And finally, something we don't normally do, we're going to have a look at netball. Titans at the highest level. Teambridge Titans were once again playing at the highest level. Their time around, it was the turn of their under-13 netball team, who travelled to Loughborough University to take part in the Sisters in Sport National Finals. It was a great event for the Titans, who found themselves in the Elite Eight at the end of play, finishing 7th overall. An extremely tough quarter-final draw against the very impressive Kingsway Power proved to be the end of the road, but 7th in the country deserves huge celebration and recognition. Each team had a Player of the Match awards given out. For the Titans, it was Elsie who played her way to the trophy in a great day for all involved. And that concludes the sport for this week.